It's important to put our reading from the Acts of the Apostles into context. In Acts 13, 14, we are told that Paul and Barnabas came to Antioch of Pisidia, and on the Sabbath day they went into the synagogue and sat down. Then at the appropriate time, Paul was invited to speak. He gives a beautiful summary of salvation history that points to Christ our Lord. He preached Christ crucified and raised from the dead, and the people loved it. It says in Acts 13, 42 to 43, as they went out, the people begged that these things might be told them the next Sabbath. And when the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts of Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who spoke to them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. So Paul and Barnabas stayed, and they preached our Lord throughout the week to anyone who was willing to listen, including many Gentiles. So the next Sabbath day, Gentiles also came to the synagogue to hear. They loved what Paul and Barnabas were teaching. And that's when it says in Acts 13, 45, when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy, and with violent abuse contradicted what Paul said. We're told that the Jews were jealous. Putting this incident back into the context, what's really being described here is not so much jealousy, but envy. So I looked in the Douay-Rheims translation, and it says, and the Jews, seeing the multitudes, were filled with envy and contradicted those things which were said by Paul, blaspheming. Envy is very different from jealousy. I know in our contemporary culture we tend to use them interchangeably, but they are very different. At first, the Jews loved what Paul and Barnabas were teaching, but when they found out that the Gentiles were called as well, their attitude changed. They resented that the Gentiles were also called to believe in Christ our Lord. Jealousy is seeing the good fortune that someone has and desires it. Wow, did you see that new car that Joe has? Boy, I wish I had one like that. That's jealousy. Well, the Jews had it all. How could they be jealous of what they already have? So they resented the good fortunes of the Gentiles to also share in this calling, to believe in the gospel, to believe in Christ crucified and raised from the dead. They didn't want to share the good news. So they ended up rejecting the gospel. It's hardness of heart. They didn't care about the Gentiles. You know, Satan is envious. He hates God, and he wants nothing to do with him. He will be raging for all eternity. Now, we are called to be with God for all eternity. The evil one, he's not jealous of us. He doesn't want to be with God, but he resents our good fortune, and he wants to destroy it. That is Satan. That is envy. So how did St. Paul feel about this? Well, we're told, so they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. Our Lord Jesus warned that some would not accept the gospel. They were doing exactly what our Lord instructed them and moved on. But St. Paul was saddened when the Jews rejected the gospel. It says in Romans 11, 7 to 10, Israel failed to obtain what it sought. The elect obtained it, but the rest were hardened, as it is written. God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that should not see, and ears that should not hear, down to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a pitfall and a retribution for them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see and bend their backs forever. But later on in the letter to Romans, St. Paul adds to this in Romans 11, 25, lest you be wise in your own conceits, I want you to understand this mystery. A hardening has come upon part of Israel until the full number of Gentiles come in. Well, look what's happening in the world today. Have not the hearts of Gentiles become hardened? How many people have freely walked away from the truth to embrace arrogance, deceit, and pride? They reject the gospel, often calling it hate speech or bigoted. And many would actually make Christianity illegal. They don't want to be with Christ our Lord, and they resent those who do. This is envy. I believe that this means that the full number of Gentiles coming into the faith is nearly here. You know, St. Paul says in 1 Timothy 2:3-5, "This is good and is acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." This is what we have been given, Jesus our Savior, who raised up his holy Catholic Church. And we should thank God every day for our beautiful church. And we need to ask God to protect and watch the lives of those who boldly defend the truth. Remember that God knows you and he brought you here today, or you're watching at home. He knows you in a way that nobody will ever know you, because he created you and he loves you. He loves you with all that he is. Don't let the evil one confuse you. If you start doubting God's love, take the crucifix, look at it, and say, "Father God, you have given me Jesus, my brother, to watch over me and to help me grow stronger and love you more deeply because you are my creator, my beloved Father." And ask our Mother Mary, "Dearest Mother, put your mantle around me so that I don't do the stupid things that I usually do. Help me to truly, truly understand in my heart the goodness of the Father." As we heard in our gospel reading, our Lord Jesus came to show us the Father. And that Father is so filled with love for us. He desires that we all be saved. Put your confidence in that. His love will never abandon you.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.